Hi, is Walter on the line? Hi, is Walter there? Hi, Walter, are you on the line? Hi, is Walter there? Hi, is Walter there?
Speaking.
Hi, Walter. Thank you for calling in. My name is Katie Sweeney, and I'm going to be facilitating our conversation today.
Okay, great.
I want to let you know a little bit about myself, and then we'll get into learning more about you. I'm an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. I have my own small business, and what I do is talk to people about all kinds of subjects. Sometimes I do that in person, sometimes, like today, over the phone. So I'm objective. I am not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say. All right?
Okay.
Anything goes in our conversation today. There's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. And what I mean by that is two things: honest and about you. You're only representing yourself today. I do want to let you know that I'm recording our conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't capture everything in my notes. And I have a note taker that's a member of my research team listening in. She won't be part of the conversation, but she is taking notes as well. I want to reassure you that everything you share with me today is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way. When I'm done with the interviews that I'm doing, I look at the responses in aggregate only. All right?
Okay.
And if we, for whatever reason, get disconnected, please just call back in on the same number and use that same participant code, and we'll pick it right back up. Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So to find out a little bit more about you, I just want to confirm, and you don't have to tell me where you are within the state, but are you currently in the state of Alabama? Is that correct?
That's correct. In Huntsville,
Okay.
Alabama.
Okay. And who else lives with you in your household, if anybody, Walter?
Wife, two kids, and my mother and father-in-law.
Okay. And how old are your kids?
I have a boy, 13, and a daughter, 10.
Oh, great. So tweeners, I think they're called, or all, I guess your son's now a teenager.
Yeah.
yeah. And so you're working full time, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And please, without telling me the company that you work for, because that's confidential, but if you could tell me your occupation and what industry.
I'm an engineer and I work at the Missile Defense Agency.
Okay. And how long have you been with that, with that company or agency?
I've been in the industry for just a little over 20 years. I've been with this current employer for right at a year.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to be talking about financial services providers today, specifically about retirement plans. I want to rest assured that at no time will I be asking you numbers or balances or amounts or anything like that, all right?
Okay.
With your current employer, do you have a retirement plan like a 401k or 403b or something else?
403B.
403b, all right. And how long have you been enrolled in that plan?
Since the day my employment started last, well, I guess it's just been over, just a little over a year.
Okay.
December 3rd.
All right. Yeah. Well, time flies, right?
Yeah.
About a year ago. And did you contribute to that plan in 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in conversations like these, I like to ask fill-in-the-blank questions. So I'm going to ask one of those now, and I'd like you to fill in the blank. When thinking about my 403B that I have with my current employer, I feel blank. fill in the blank.
That's interesting because I guess I don't feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to have. I'm glad I have it, and you know, as I plan for retirement and days down the road, you know, I'm happy it's in place. I guess I don't know if I answered your question with the fill in the blank.
There's no wrong answer, so any answer is
yeah.
The right answer, right?
Okay.
It sounds like you had to think about it. You don't really feel anyway. You know, you're glad that it's there, as you said. It's in place for when you plan to retire down the road. Do you think of it as retirement? Some people do, some people don't.
Yeah, I think of it as retirement. I mean, you know, you don't have access to it until you're 59 and a half without
right.
penalty. So I would think of myself having failed financially if I was put in a position to look at that for any other means, you know, barring some sort of life-threatening emergency.
Okay. And is that 403B your only retirement plan, or do you have others either at former employers or ones you've rolled over or ones you've started?
So with former employers, have rolled them over now.
Mm-hmm.
So those are in Roth IRAs and traditional IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been participating in a 401k or 403B since I started working in 96.
Okay. So when you've left former employers, you've rolled them over. Some people leave the accounts with their former employers, but it sounds like you've rolled them over each, you know, each time you left.
Yeah, I wanted more investment options.
Mm-hmm. All right. And are they with a particular provider or several providers that you have these other Roth and traditional IRAs at?
Right now they're at Ameritrade.
Okay. All right. And do you have any kind of pension with former employers or your current employer, actually?
Both.
Okay. So you also have that. That presumably is your retirement, funding for retirement as well.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now, I want to talk about your current plan. And does Vanguard manage that plan or another provider?
Vanguard.
Okay. And do you have any other accounts at Vanguard besides this 403B?
I do not.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is, do you have a piece of paper and a pen or pencil handy?
You bet.
Great. From time to time, I will be asking you to write things down, and the reason I do that is for you to kind of collect your thoughts and think about it. So, and write down your answers, and then let me know when you're done, so I don't interrupt you. All right. And this is one of those times. What I'd like you to do is write down whatever your top of mind associations with Vanguard are. When you think about Vanguard, what comes to mind? You may know a lot about them, a little, it doesn't matter. Just a stream of consciousness, write what down whatever comes to mind, perceptions, associations, images,
okay.
attitudes, opinions. I'm going to give you a chance to do that. And let me know when you're done.
All right, I guess I'm done.
Okay, so if you could read to me what you wrote down.
I guess I wrote three things down. Mm-hmm. When I think of Vanguard, I think of the index fund, the mm-hmm. S&P 500 index fund that I guess was created back in early 70s by Vanguard.
Uh-huh.
Think of them as an industry leader and certainly time proven.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I want to talk about disaggregate these and take each one separately. The index fund, S&P 500, early 70s. How were you aware of that, or did you come to know about that?
When I first started looking at doing investing, I read The Motley Fool's Guide to Investing,
mm-hmm.
and it pretty much said that, you know, if you don't want to think about it, put yourself in the index fund, and there, I think there was a whole chapter on how that was started in the early 70s by, I forget the gentleman's name that was at Vanguard, who invented that fund, that the idea of an index fund, a non-actively managed mutual fund with low fees, and spoke of that. So I started with that when I started investing.
Okay. And had you been a Vanguard? Did you ever invest in Vanguard before the 403B that you had?
I've had Vanguard funds over the years, yes.
Mm-hmm. With Vanguard or through other providers?
Through other providers.
Okay. All right. And do you have any, other than in your 403B right now, do you have any Vanguard funds, like through Ameritrade or any other providers that you have?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So let me take your second thing as industry leader. Tell me about that perception and where that comes from.
Well, again, they invented the idea of an index fund and rode that through, and now they're essentially the benchmark for large sections of the market. So, you know, people look at them for that whole class of investing.
And then you said time proven. Any color commentary around that?
Just certainly been around long enough that, you know, bad people don't stay in business long. And they've been a stalwart company, well, since the 60s, 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. Stood the test of time. You can't cheat people and stay in business.
Okay. So you've had the account for about a year. How do you interact with Vanguard, if at all? How do they communicate with you? How do you communicate with them?
Well, so far I've only received the paper stuff in the mail. I haven't even set up, I guess, online access or queried whether I presume I have online access. With the way I set up the 401k, it, you know, it doesn't require me to, or I guess the 403b doesn't really require me to go in and do much. I've got two investment choices that I'm splitting between, and just plow the maximum amount allowed each year into that and let them go.
I'm just curious that since you are such a fan of the S&P 500 index, is that one of the options? I'm just curious.
It is.
Okay. So that's nice to come back home to that. that's nice. So because your enrollment was fairly recent, I'm talking to people that have been enrolled for 3 months and for, you know, 15 years. It's easier to talk to the people that have been more recently enrolled about that enrollment process. When you enrolled, how did that take place? What did you do? What did your employer do? Was it done online? Was it done by paper? Do you remember? Because it was about a year ago. And that's okay if you can't remember.
Yeah, no, when I started work and you're filling out excuse me.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. When I started and they handed me the stack of benefits papers, I think I had, I'm wanting to say 6 or 7 different company choices for who would do the 403B custodianship. And Vanguard was one of the choices, Fidelity, the normal folks.
Players,
and
yeah.
So I selected Vanguard and filled out the paperwork, made the investment choices on the enrollment paperwork, and that was it.
All right. And did they actually – and then you handed it back to your HR group or whatever, and they actually processed it, or did you process it? Because it's done all different ways at all different companies, that's why.
Yeah, I don't remember how exactly that worked, but I think I just handed it back to them, and they threw it in the mail with everybody in my enrollment thing that day.
So it was a manual process as far from your vantage point.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't
and that's
remember.
Okay if you can't recall, because I can't recall what I did last week. So that's fine.
I take that back. I think I did have to go and do something with Vanguard outside of that meeting.
Okay.
So I had to make a selection and fill out some paperwork ahead of that. I think to open the account, mm-hmm. I filled out the paperwork for them to talk to Vanguard and do the, you know, directly take it out of the paycheck bit.
Okay.
But I think I had to go and open up the account with Vanguard, and I believe I went to the website and either went through the website or called.
Okay. All right. Do you, so if you did call, do you have any recollection of that or not really? And have you spoken to them at all in the past year, to Vanguard directly?
No, I haven't. You know, I signed up. It was quick and easy and done, and filled out the paperwork and never thought twice about it.
Okay. So as far as you know, do you think you have a username and password set up on Vanguard.com?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is take that piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
And the pen or pencil, and I'm going to ask you to write something else down, which is you've been a customer, a client, as they like to call, or a participant in their 403B for about a year. You haven't registered, let's say, on the website.
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do, and without telling me yet, we'll talk about this in a little bit, is write down the reason or reasons why that you haven't registered with Vanguard.com in your words. So just write them down. Don't share them with me yet.
Okay.
Before we talk about that, I want to take a step back and talk about the Internet in general, because once again, I'm talking to all different types of people today. This is another fill-in-the-blank question. I am a blank user of the Internet.
Okay. I think I'm a daily and savvy user of the Internet.
Okay.
I mean,
Tell me about that.
On it throughout the day via my mobile device or my desktop at home, mm-hmm. or my work computer at work for personal and work reasons.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
I don't have a fear of the Internet at all.
And speaking, so at work you do have personal access. Some people don't. Some people do. I do want to talk about the personal side. What do you do on the Internet? Not work related or business related, but what do you use the internet for?
You know, just looking at news. Here lately, it's been a lot of investment stuff. Mm-hmm. As I've been allocating and investing the rollover account that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping for Christmas gifts and looking up weather and all of that kind of stuff.
Okay. What three sites would you say, and I know this is hard to pick, and it took me a long time when I was asked this question, what three sites do you think you spend the most time on?
Probably Yahoo and Intellicast. And what would be another one? I guess I don't have a site other than that I really go to steadily.
Okay. You said Christmas shopping. What do you tend to? Where do you tend to? Is that one of the more, you know, bigger activities that you're doing, or?
No, I mean it, okay. You know, if I want something, I kind of figure out where the best price is going to be, or do research on what the best product will be,
mm-hmm.
Don't necessarily just go to one store or one site. I don't do much with Amazon or any of that, so it's not like I'm cruising around on that.
Yeah, investment
or
stuff.
Going to the same place.
You mentioned investment mm-hmm. stuff. What are your resources to learn about that?
I do a lot with the Yahoo stock screener as well as the Ameritrade tools.
Okay. All right. And do you work with anybody at Ameritrade? Is that do you have an advisor, or is it a kind of do-it-yourself?
Just do-it-yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right. And any social media?
Facebook.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you have apps that you use on your, you mentioned your phone?
Yeah, and I guess Facebook would be probably the third site that I don't mm-hmm. normally go to that on the computer, but I do on my phone.
Okay. Any other social media usage, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat?
Nope.
Okay. So share with me the reasons that you wrote down, or reason that you haven't registered with Vanguard.com. What did you write down?
No needed changes for investment choices, to change investment choices, and the paper copies that I get once or twice a year from Vanguard give me enough insight into those investment choices and their progress.
Okay.
So,
all right. If do you have a reason ever to check a current balance in that account?
Not really. I mean, I put in the maximum amount allowed every year, so the $16,500 or $17,000 goes in,
mm-hmm.
And you know, half of that's in an S&P 500 exchange fund or index fund. So
yeah.
You know, it just does what the market's doing. Mm-hmm. So you know, I really don't need to know down to the penny what's in there. In general, I can follow the trend of what that account's doing just by watching the news and did the market go up or down today.
Right. And the other half is in what type of fund? You don't have to tell me. Is that an index fund as well, or?
No, it's a fund that you figure out what your projected retirement date
mm-hmm.
is, and it kind of matches investments within that fund okay. based on that sundown date.
Right, like a target fund.
Yeah.
All right. So if you follow the trend of the market, if it follows the trend of the market, you pretty much know what at least what's in the 500 fund by
mm-hmm.
knowing what the market's doing day to day. If you did want to know what the balance was, what would you do?
Then I would probably go online and try and figure out how to create a login and get that set up.
Okay.
But again, it's not money that I'm going to be able to touch for a long time. And,
uh-huh.
You know, watching it at the micro level really doesn't weigh in with any decisions that I need to make about our uh-huh. house or our life. So.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about other financial services. You mentioned the Ameritrade. Are you on? Do you have an account on the Ameritrade site?
Yes.
So, and do you have an account? What about everyday banking, cash management, cash in, cash out? Do you use online banking?
Wells Fargo and online
mm-hmm.
banking. Yes.
Okay. So, talk to me about with Ameritrade. You have an online account with Wells Fargo, you have an online account, especially with the Ameritrade, which is retirement also focused. Why?
Not all of it.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, that might be part of the answer. So yeah. Ameritrade, you have current investment accounts that are not retirement, more, as well as retirement.
Correct.
You're rolling over your Roth and your traditional IRAs.
Correct.
Why have an account with them, or set up with them, not having an account with them, but why have an online account set up with them and not Vanguard?
Because the investments that I'm making within those accounts, because I have more investment choices, I am choosing to do more of my, I guess, higher risk, higher fluctuation investment in single equities and those kinds of things in those accounts, where I'm doing the less risky, more diverse, less volatility investing within the Vanguard side.
Okay. All right. And it sounds like your choices are limited on the Vanguard side, so it's not like you're necessarily moving money around.
Sure. You know, as with all the, I guess, 401k, 403b stuff that I've been involved with, you know, you end up with somewhere between 5 and 25 choices, and they're kind of vanilla choices that aren't going to do great but aren't going to really hurt anybody. Mm-hmm. that are picked by the company so that all investors, whether they be savvy or not at all in the know, can participate.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a lowest common denominator type of.
Right. Which, option. You know, I get it, but that's not how I'm going to do all of my investment.
Right. And I just clarify one thing for me. For what you have available to you in the 403B from Vanguard, because you chose Vanguard to be the custodial, as you say, are there more than two options or for you to pick from that are Vanguard funds, or they're just those two and you've split them 50-50?
No, there was more than two.
There were more than two, okay.
Again, it was less than the 5,000 or whatever the number is that's available in the open market.
Uh-huh. Okay. I just want to make sure that it wasn't just limited to those two funds. And if you wanted to go into another fund, there were some other options.
There are options, yes.
Okay. All right. And tell me about, so Ameritrade, as you said, you've got a more investment choices, you're higher risk, higher fluctuation, you're single equities, you're doing, there's more things that you're doing with that, and that you have a sounds like a everyday investment account, like a taxable investment account as well as retirement.
Correct.
There. And then in terms of everyday cash management, tell me about that. Are you're in and out of that online banking? Are you using it for paying your bills and things like that?
Bill pay, we have home accounts, business accounts, all sorts of stuff like that
mm-hmm.
moving money between, paying bills, looking at expenses and whatnot. So, kind of probably into that at least every other day, if not mm-hmm. every day.
All right. And do you use any mobile banking apps like for Wells Fargo or for Ameritrade, or is it all more laptop or desktop
access? Both.
Okay.
Mobile apps as well as the laptop, desktop on both.
All right. If you think about I'm gonna use a scale of 1 to 10. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I want you to tell me how confident you feel when it comes to making financial decisions about retirement, your retirement, and investing for your future. Where 10 is, you're totally confident. 1 is not confident at all, or any number in between.
How about 8?
All right. Tell me the rationale behind that rating.
Well, I guess I'd say 8 because I interpret 10 being totally confident and may not be willing to listen to others' advice. So while I'm competent, meaning I know a little bit about markets and investments, I know that I have limitations in that knowledge and am open to listening to others that no more than I do, or can at least give me new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say 8 rather than like a 10 or something like that.
Okay. So talking about Vanguard.com, recognizing that your exposure at this point is limited because you're not a registered user, any thoughts in terms of what benefits or features that Vanguard.com could offer that would motivate you to register, to sign up with a username and password?
Well, again, you know, I, with that account for me, It's not where I keep money that I need to do something with daily or even weekly for the care and feeding of that investment. Mm-hmm. So it was a conscious choice with that money, given the investment choices that I was given, that's kind of what I was going to do with that money.
Mm-hmm.
So with my accounts and where I am now, it's not a reflection of Vanguard's or Vanguard.com's capabilities or limitations. It's has everything to do with how I'm using the money in the account that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even if they had a mobile app, or I got my username and password, I still wouldn't be into that account because I didn't have a need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm going to share with you some features and benefits of the Vanguard.com and having a registered account. And what I'd like to do is get your reaction. And
okay.
The question is not, is this a good idea for anyone? Is it relevant or would it be relevant or compelling to you? And all I ask is, as I said at the beginning, this is all about you and whether or not you find, you know, that this is something that, hey, would be a reason to set up an account. Some of these may seem obvious. Some of them may not, all right? The first one is it gives you the ability to check your account balance and get other account information, such as the contributions you made, access to past statements, the rules of your plan, up-to-date performance information, such as the current balance, as well as allows you to research, compare investment options available in your plan and make changes to your account.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you would expect? And B, is it compelling or a reason to register for you?
I think it is something that I would expect. And it is probably overdue that I go and set that up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, you know, needed. You should have ability to access and make sure everything's going okay with the account. Probably do that more often than I have so far.
Okay. And that's not the purpose of this call. I just want to make sure you understand the purpose is to understand why people aren't setting up accounts. And
sure.
And it's all in really in the objective is to serve their clients and participants better. So this is not the purpose of the call is for you to go and set up an account. You can do that if you want, anytime you want. But
sure.
Just want to get what people's expectations are and what would be relevant to them to have a reason to set it up. So I'm curious to when you said you might be overdue. Why do you think you might be overdue? Because you haven't done it to this point. What would be the reason for you to do it? Except for
you
this
know,
call.
Once a year or so, you have to kind of, well, I put together kind of a network spreadsheet and update that with different investments and where stuff is, figuring out what the total value is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that meeting goals? And then also what the risk posture is and,
mm-hmm.
and is there reallocation needed?
Mm-hmm.
And typically do that over New Year's,
mm-hmm.
and right after the first of the year, my wife and I go to dinner and we kind of talk about that stuff and figure
mm-hmm.
out, are we doing good? Do we need to do something different for the next year?
Right. So here's a question. I know that I think you signed up right at the end of the year last year. So probably not much in the account at that point. And I know this is hard to speculate based on the fact that we've had this call, but had you gotten to the point in a couple weeks when you sit down to do this, the spreadsheet, and it's exactly what my dad used to do the same thing. Back then, it was on paper. But so I appreciate that that, you know, once a year effort, and we do the same thing because it was passed on. But when imagine that we hadn't had this call and you were sitting down to do that. My first question is, would you have included the Vanguard 403B in your overall snapshot of your portfolio?
Sure.
And what would you have used as the number? Would you have gone back to the paper statements, or do you think you would have tried to go online and set up an account?
Or just guessed that, mm-hmm. you know, you're capped at whether it's 16.5 or 17.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. I'd have probably just put in 17 grand as, mm-hmm. as Vanguard and call that close enough for the kind of macro level discussion that we need to have.
Right.
You know, it doesn't need to be down to plus or minus $1,000.
Right.
You know, if I get to plus or minus $20,000, I'm good.
Right. Okay. And I'm partly of, I would imagine partly a reflection of it's still a fairly new account too. As you
right.
get down the road, and it starts hopefully growing and growing and compounding. It depends on
well, exactly.
depends on a lot of things. All right, let me share with you a few other features or benefits. You can receive personalized suggestions on how you can increase your retirement savings and help put you on track towards having enough money for your retirement. Is that something that's compelling, motivating, of interest to you?
Not really. In the past, when I've used those, because I don't have all of my investments mm-hmm. loaded into those tools, those
right.
tools always tell me you're not saving enough.
Right.
So, you know, okay, great, but I'm not giving you the whole picture, so
mm-hmm.
I can't expect to get good advice from it.
Right. Okay. Well, this might be along the same lines, but I want to ask about it. It does have on its site calculators and financial tools that helps you make the best decision and plan for retirement. Same response to that?
Yeah, you know, so you'd have to make the investment in time to go in and load all of the other things that aren't with that Vanguard fund
right.
or
uh-huh.
account.
Uh-huh.
So that the whole picture was there.
Right. Do you have anything now that do you use any program now to give you the whole? I understand you create a spreadsheet. Do you have any? Do you use any kind of software?
I've tried to use the one available with Ameritrade,
mm-hmm.
And it's okay. None of them know how to handle real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And they also make such conservative assumptions about how much money you think you'll need and how mm-hmm. things are going to grow and how to handle pensions, that kind of stuff, that some of the advice is feels knee-jerk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. I save a lot of money. Or at least I feel like I save a lot of money, our household does. And the investment calculators always tell me that I need to double what I'm saving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I probably save far, far above the average, an average person. And
right.
I'm still not saving enough. Tough to believe.
Right, right. The site also offers the ability to access online education, articles, videos, webinars to learn about and find out more about retirement finances investing.
Uh-huh.
Compelling to you? I know you have other sources for that.
So funny. I recently rolled over a bunch of stuff out of Fidelity and into Ameritrade.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, there was I guess I was offered and set up for a whole bunch of educational access. And just as it turned out, I was traveling for business and other things and just never got around to using that ability. So here I had free access to coaching and tools and classes, and I didn't take advantage of it. So it almost gives me pause to, okay, well, great that there's coaching and stuff available, but, you know, it's got to be available when you are making the time to do that. And oftentimes I just don't take advantage of it, even if it is offered.
Right. And what, just curious, was that offered by Fidelity or Ameritrade?
Ameritrade.
Okay. All right. And was that a limited, like, did you miss the window? Or you still
had
access? Oh, okay. All right. But the point is that you didn't take advantage when you did have it. It sounds more that it's on demand for you, that you're, because we talked earlier about that you use Yahoo and when you and some resources there, and that you seek it out when you want it.
Right.
Yeah. A couple of other features that might or might not be applicable to you or relevant, I should say, to you. It does allow you, if you have if you're on the site, to take a loan if you need to from your account or against your account.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's important to you, or?
So I've done that in the past with other 401ks.
Mm-hmm.
At the stage of financial life that I'm at now, it's not something I'd be interested in doing or need to do.
Okay. The other feature is that it allows you to go paperless and stop receiving printed or paper statements. You can opt into receiving emails from Vanguard notifying you your statement's available, and then go look at it online and or print it. Similar, I'm sure, to Ameritrade and other sites you're on. Have
sure.
you gone paperless with Ameritrade?
Yes.
Okay. So the paperless route, that's funny, paperless route. It's like paper route. Paperless route, is that something you've had the account for a year, you're receiving the paper statements quarterly or semi-annually, or how often do you get them?
It's once or twice a year. I think I've gotten one or two.
Okay. Going paperless, is that a reason? The only way to do that for Vanguard is to open up an account and
sure.
opt into it. Is that a compelling reason or motivating you?
It's actually kind of the opposite, given that I'm using that for investments that are less volatile, and I'm kind of counting on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at it often,
mm-hmm.
And the paper statements, the frequency that those come, even if they only came once a year, give me kind of all the insight I need for that
mm-hmm.
part of my portfolio.
Right. I guess my question is, so if you received an email instead, and if you wanted to look at it, you click on the link and you can look at it, and if you wanted to print it, you could, you didn't have to. Is that not, that's not a preferred alternative, it sounds?
Well, you know, you kind of said it, that yeah, I'll get an email, but the email gives me a link. Then
yeah.
I got to remember the username and password.
Mm.
It's easier just to get the thing in the mail. Oh, okay, great. It's
okay.
this amount.
Right.
It seemed like more of a hassle given the data frequency that I need to do that, because I don't know that I would, if it were the only reason were to get in and check account balances and that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
then it would be not worth it for me.
Okay.
I'd prefer to get the once a year letter and there you go. Maybe that's my reminder is, okay, it's time to put the spreadsheet together or update the spreadsheet.
Right, okay. So just a couple of other things, a couple of other features. One is there is a mobile app that you have all the functionality that the site has. And it does also have, and I don't know if your other financial services sites do this, but the option for two-factor authentication, which is a security feature that if you log on with your username and password, if you choose, you do not have to opt into this, but if you choose, you can receive a code on your phone that you type in just to make sure it's you that's logging on. Some people have a concern mm-hmm. about security, and that is one thing they've put in place. Not sure if that's a concern of yours, and or the reason why. It doesn't sound like it. You didn't bring up security as an issue. Some people do, but not sure if that's of interest to you. Or sounds like there's other things, other reasons that are more relevant for not that you talked about for not registering than a security issue. But just wanted to get your reaction to that. To that, do your other, does Wells Fargo or Ameritrade have that?
I don't know. I guess we've just accepted the fact that your username and password, which, heck, even from your mobile device, it even just stores it. We've just accepted that level of security with that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So to wrap things up. Would there be any other reason that you can think of or anything else that Vanguard.com could feature or benefit to motivate you to register or be compelling enough to set up a username and password that you can think of? Kind of like a what would it take, you know, and maybe the answer is nothing.
Well, I'm thinking, the reason that I log into Ameritrade as often as I do is because I have after-tax investments there as well as tax-sheltered investments that are single equities or require monitoring and tinkering with.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I don't have either one of those at Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I selected Ameritrade back in, I think it's probably 95 or 96, was because they were online and they were relatively low cost trade.
Mm-hmm.
So, $10 a trade or $12 a trade or whatever it is, as opposed to the 50 or 60 that I was paying at Dean Witter.
Right.
So at that point in time, I selected Ameritrade, and because that account has been open, then I slowly moved other rollover accounts there over time. So what would it take to do something and that would make me want to go on to Vanguard.com would be having the reason, i.e. the money in a Vanguard account.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't get on just to take classes and
right.
do research. It's there to, kind of do my trading and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you. We are done. I want to thank you for your input. We are talking to people across the country about the account, the online access, and trying to understand, why some people sign up, why some people don't. And your insights have been very valuable. So I thank you for that, and I thank you for spending some time with me today. Smith Research will be sending you out your honorarium in the mail. and hopefully you'll be receiving that in the next week or so. And I wish you a wonderful day and happy holidays.
Great. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.